Are you a gig worker or self-employed? Wombly has helped over 100,000 small businesses get a PPP loan. You may qualify for up to $41,000 in 100% forgivable loans. The program ends soon and funds are limited. Apply now at womply.com/apply. That's womply.com/apply.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. What's going on in America? Well, a lot of people say, what's going on in the West Coast? There's so many things happening. And with us today is Lieutenant Governor Kunalakis, former ambassador and Lieutenant Governor of California. Good morning, Eleni. How are you?
Good morning, John. It's great to be with you again.
It's always good to talk to you. And there's so many things happening in California. Where do you want to begin?
Well, you know, we see the light at the end of the COVID tunnel getting brighter every day. Next week, we're opening up vaccines to anyone who wants one. And we're now at about 35% of our population having at least one jab. So we're getting there. Last week, the governor set a date of June 15th is when we expect that most regulations will be lifted and people will be able to get almost fully back to normal. So that's very exciting. And of course, the California economy is poised to rebound. We have managed the storm pretty well in that regard, and people are excited to get kids back to school, companies up and running again, restaurants opened, and things back to normal.
In the East Coast here, we declared Independence Day. The doctor said by 4th of July we should have herd immunity. How is California faring now?
Yeah, we're on track as well. So, you know, we need to see what kind of vaccine hesitation continues to exist. But in terms of having the capacity to deliver the vaccines and having, fortunately, an administration in Washington with Biden-Harris that are on track to deliver the vaccines that we need. So it's all looking pretty good, John. I mean, I think nationally we're really on track to recover quickly, and everyone, I think, is more than ready.
Now, there's been an exodus from New York. Florida is gathering many, many people. There was talk that there's an exodus going on from California.
People are always coming and going from California. We call it the churn, and we track it, actually, as we look at personal income tax receipts. And so, as we know, we have a very progressive tax system in California and in New York as well. And so what that means is that we really rely on the people at the top paying their taxes in order to be able to fund the state. So we're looking very closely at this all the time. And what we know is that historically, California has been a place where people come and go. And so what we try to do is look at overall, how is our economy doing? Access to capital, trade, innovation. And what we're seeing is that our economy is still very, very strong. So we certainly are concerned whenever we hear these high-profile exits like Elon Musk and Charles Schwab. We're worried about it, and we do everything we can to make California as attractive as possible to business. We're the fifth largest economy in the world. It's very important to us. But at the same time, we're trying to temper some of that, the scare tactics and hyperbole with the reality. And the reality is that the California economy is still very strong. The things that make us first in so many fields are still there. We have an incredible system of public higher education, you know, again, access to capital, largest consumer market in the United States. So I guess what I say and what I would say for New York as well is we always have to look at what it takes to be as attractive as possible to business, but at the same time, understand that it's a balance of being attractive to business, but also very progressive when it comes to our social services and taking care of our people. It's that balance that together ensures that our economy and our society stay strong.
The other thing that's made headlines here is that the possible recall for Governor Newsom. How's that progressing?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Here's, I think, the most important thing that your listeners need to know. Right now, The recall of Gavin Newsom, which we do now at this point think will qualify for the ballot and will likely be on the ballot before the end of the year, maybe November, December. It's still unclear exactly when, but that's roughly the time frame. But it's polling right now at about 40% of Californians say they want to recall the governor. Well, about 38% of people, when the governor was on the ballot in 2018, about 38% of people voted for his Republican opponent, John Cox. So if 38% of people voted against him anyway, and now it's just 40% of people who want to recall him, it's not a big difference from the 2018 election. And what it means is when he was on the ballot in 2018, he won with 62% of the vote. He beat John Cox by, what is it, 24%. So the governor is pretty confident at this point. We're all pretty confident that he's going to beat the recall. At the same time, John, these recall elections tend to be circuses. I think there's going to be a lot of drama and intrigue along the way. So unfortunately, it's kind of a sideshow at a time that we need everybody in government to be focusing on the work at hand. But we'll get through it and get to the other side. And I do believe that the governor will beat it and will put it behind us eventually. But it's going to be a journey to get there.
For many years, California has had problems with brush fires and floods, etc. Is there any problems this year?
So last year in 2020, we had the worst, most destructive fire season on record for our state. We had millions of acres in California burn. It was truly devastating, and it was brought on by things that we had not seen at the same level. Dry lightning strikes, so lightning bursting, starting fires without any rain to mitigate the impacts of the lightning. We had winds and have had winds over the last decade that are breaking all records. And so it used to be a fire would start, somebody would call the fire department, the fire would get put out. Now a fire starts, we have to forward deploy equipment into areas where we know it's going to be windy in order to be able to put out the fire before it becomes catastrophic, because small fires can become catastrophic with these winds very quickly. So it's very difficult. It has been an all-hands-on-deck effort to put more visual tools out in our forests, more cameras, and, again, invest in more equipment to be able to use the information we gather to respond quickly. But we're poised for another tough season. We have not had enough rain this year, so everyone is on high alert. Again, another reason, frankly, why we shouldn't be distracted by another election of the governor in the middle of his term. But anyway, this is a high priority, and fortunately what we have right now that is different than last year is we have a government in Washington, D.C. that is working very closely with us on intervention and prevention. And so so that's the good news. But so long as we are basically, John, responding to the impacts of global warming, we're going to have some battles ahead of us, which is why California, of course, is leading the nation in terms of moving to a carbon-free state and doing what we can around innovation to combat global warming.
The border. I know Texas has a lot of problems on the border. And how is the border in California?
Well, you know, John, I will tell you, I'm a former United States ambassador. I had a consulate in my office for many years. The United States traditionally, you know, has been built on this very open and generous system of immigration. I wouldn't be an American if it weren't for the fact that my father was welcomed here under Truman's Displaced Persons Act at the end of the Second World War. You and I have many, many friends who are relatively new Americans, and people come from around.
I believe in immigration, too. I'm an immigrant.
Yeah. But what we also know is that we have to have an organized, orderly system. And I have maybe a slightly different view because of my diplomatic background than either political side. And I don't think this really should be such a political football. We need to have an organized, orderly system where we determine how people get in, because too many people, unfortunately, engaged in human trafficking, engaged in systems of playing upon people's hopes and fears, are creating a circumstance where there are a lot of very desperate people who are good, wonderful people looking for a better life. But the more certainty and the more quickly we can get to some kind of immigration agreement, in my view, between the Democrats and the Republicans, the better it's going to be, honestly, from a humanitarian standpoint. But meanwhile, you know, the federal government determines the immigration regime. And for us in California, we're going to keep doing our best to help those asylum seekers who come here and need support, to make sure that unaccompanied children are taken care of. And we're doing our part down in San Diego right now to help take care of those unaccompanied children who get here and have nowhere to go and are looking to reunite with their family. And we are going to continue to talk about how important it is to treat migration and immigration as not just from a humanitarian standpoint, but also recognizing that for us in California, and we're 27% foreign-born, it has been a great advantage to us that we are the number one destination for immigrants. It is directly related.
I agree with you, you know, we want good immigrants to come in, but we need checks and balances to make sure we don't get any criminals in or we don't get any terrorists in. And we want good immigrants that come here to help America grow.
Well, most of the people who are trying to get in meet that test. But again, we've got some work to do. So Biden Harris and our very own daughter of California, daughter of immigrants, Kamala Harris, is working on the job. And so we're very hopeful and optimistic about the ability for this administration to tackle this challenge effectively.
Thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis.
John, it's so good to talk to you. And if I don't talk to you again, have a wonderful Orthodox Easter. And I hope to see you soon.
God bless. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.